Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the street, they call it
Discipleship Radio. Discipleship Radio.
When praying with Father Minyan, here even service for Sabbath and festivals. When praying with Father Minyan, Father 10 begin with El Melech Ne'eman. El, true God is our faithful King. El Melech Ne'eman. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Baruch Shem HaKavod HaMalkuto Le'olam. Wa'ed, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Ve'ahavta et Yahweh Eloheka b'kol levavka u'b'kol nafshka u'b'kol me'odka. And you shall take to heart these words that I command you this day. Ve'hayu ha'devarim ha'ele asher anoki me'tzavka hayom. All levaveka. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall meditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the morning. We shinan netama levaneka. We shinan netam levaneka. We dibarta bam. De shibateka. The Baiteka, Ua the Leketeka, Baderek, Ua the Shakabta, Ua the Kumeka. And you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. Ube Shakabta, Ube Kumeka, Ua ke Shartema Leot, Ala Yadeka. We hayu le totafota bain aineka, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your home and on the gates of your cities. Ua ketavtam, u ketavtam ala mezuzot beiteka, ua bishaareka. Devarim, Deuteronomy 11, chapter 11, verse 13 to 21. And if you obey my commandments which that I command you to this day, to love Jehovah your Elohim and serve him with fullness of heart and soul, then will I grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring. And you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. And I will give grass in your fields for your cattle. And you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Wahayayima shamoa tisha ameu illa mitotai asharanokia mesawet tekem mahayom. Live ahava et Yahuwah Elohekem, ua le avdoa bekola levavikem, ua bekola nafet shekem, with natatia mit ara arasikema de ito, yo re, ua mala malakosh, with a safta de ganenka, with tia rosheka, with yitza hareka. We natatia aiseba de sadika liva hemeteka we akalta we shabaita. Beware lest you be misled. Be aware lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien gods and to bow down to them. God will be angry with you, and he will close the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast disappear from the good land that the Lord, that Jehovah, has given you. Hishamru lakem penna yifteh levavikem We're Saritan, we're Ebaditema, Elohim, Acherim, we're Ishatacheritema, Lahem, we're Chara, Af Yahuwah, Bakem, we're Azara Eta Ha Shamaim, we're Lo Yehye Matara, we're Ha Edama, Lo Titena Eta Yebulaha, we're Abaditema mehera me'al ha'aretza hat'oba asher Yahuwah notena lakem. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hand and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night and when you rise in the morning. And you shall write them on the doorposts in your home and on the gates of your cities. We samtema eta devaraya ile ala levadikema wa ala nafashakema ua ke shartema otama leot ala yidikem we hayua leot otafota beina ainekem we li maditema otama eta benekem le daver bam. De Shibateka, de Beiteka, u de Lekateka, ba Gareka, we de Shakata, ua de Kumeka, ua ke Tavatama, ala Mizuzot, Beiteka, ua Bisha Areka, thus, like this, will your life and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Jehovah promised your ancestors, for as long as the sky remaineth over the earth. Le Ma'ana, Yerubua, Yemekema, we may benaken Allah Haidama Ashara Nishaba Yahua Laibotekem La Teta Lahem Ki Yameya Hashemayim Al Ha Aret. Numbers chapter 15 verse 37-41. The Lord spoke, Jehovah spoke to Moses, and Moses and speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the children of Israel, and did them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Jehovah. And you shall not follow the prompting of the heart or the attraction of your eyes to be misled by them. Thus, like this, you will remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be holy before your Elohim, that you give it to God. I am Jehovah, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Jehovah, am your Elohim. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, daver el bnei Yisrael ve'amarta eleihem, ve'asua lahem kisita ala kanteya bigadeihem le'dorotam, ve'natnua ala kisita ha'kana te'til te'kelet. We haya la kema le tzitzita ura itema oto ua zikartema et kola mitota Yahua we sitema otan we lo taturu we lo taturu acherei levadikem we acherei aineken asher atem zonim acherehem le ma'an tiba karua we sitema et kola mitotai. Wehi etema kedoshima lelo heikem ani Yahuwah Eloheikem ashera hotzeitia etikem me eretza mitzrayim lihiyota lakem lelohim ani Yahuwah Eloheikem. True and certain it is that He is Jehovah your Elohim, there is none else, and that we, I and I, the people of Yisrael, have been summoned to His service. It is He who redeemed us from the might of kings. He delivered I and I from the grip of tyrants. I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our I and I enemies and retribution upon I and I downpressors. His saving acts are beyond I and I understanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept I and I alive in life, and He did not allow I and I to stumble. He led I and I victorious over the strong place of I and I enemies. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all I and I foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro. He performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the son of Israel, from bondage to freedom, But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness His triumph as they praise Shemo, His name. In gladness they declared their loyalty to His kingdom, to His government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to the eye in power, O El, O God? Who can compare to the eye in holiness and idleness? Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds? None, no one can recount thy praises or eyes. They acknowledge the sway of His might, as they beheld His wonders of Yom Sufah, Dezer, Rabah, Yer, Red Sea. This is Eli, my true God, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Jehovah has ever freed the eyes of Jacob. He has saved him from adversaries mightier than he. Praise be, blessed be, Jehovah, Redeemer of Yisrael, Redeemer of Israel. of true and certain it is. Amen. Tawir Aimuna calls out all this. Yes, Kayama Aleinu. Kihu Yahuwah Eloheinu Wehain Zulato. Wa Nachnu Yisrael Amma. Ha Podeinu Miyada Melahi. Malakeinu Hago Eleinu. Mikaf Kola Hea Ritzin. Hael. Hani Fara'a Lanu. Miyaz Areinu. We Hama Shalema. Gemula Lekolo Oibeya Nasheinu. Ha Ose. This ha ose gedolo, ha ose gedolo da ada eina chaser, we nifa la oda ada eina misapar, ha sama nafshenu abahayi, we lo natana lamota raglenu, ha madarikenu ala bamota oibenu, wayarema karnenu alkola sonaenu, ha ose lanua nisim. Una kama de faro oto u mofatima de adamata benecham ha make de evarato cola de corde mitrai why you say eta amo israela mitokama le cherut ola he brought forth the sons of Israel from bondage to freedom. Why you say eta amo Yisrael niya tokama le cherut olam olam? But they are pursuing foes, perish in the depths of the sea. Hama ibira banayo beina gizareya yama sufa eta roda sehema we eta sonehem dita homota tivaa we rao banayo ageburato wa shibho shibhu we hodu wa lishmo uwa malakutoa de ratona kibloa elehem Moshe ubene Yisrael alika anu shira de simcha rabba we amru kulam miya kamoka baelin yahua miya kamoka nedara bakodesh nora we tehilota ose fele malakuteka rau baneka bokea yama lifneya moshe ze eli anu we amru yahua yimloka le olama wa ed we nemar ki fada yahua eta yaiko uwa gealo miyada chazaka mimenu baruch ata yahua gal Yisrael. Blessed be Jehovah, Redeemer of Israel, Redeemer of Israel. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Baal Israel. Cause I and I, O Jehovah, I and I Elohim, to retire for the night in peace. And in the morning, do thou, our King, awaken us again to life. Enfold us, enfold I and I with thy protecting peace, and improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help I and I, for thou that I art a merciful Elohim. Shield I and I, shield us against foe, and plague, and sword, and famine, and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail us, assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence. Paneka, that I face perception, for thou, O God, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O God, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou the eye guard our coming and going for life, for liberty and peace, now and forever, forever. Mayest thou the eye enfold us, enfold I and I with the shelter of thy peace. Praise, blessed be the eye, O Jehovah, who spreadest peace over us, over I and I, and over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim, and over Jerusalem, over Jerusalem, and over Hashikibeinu, Yahweh Eloheinu, Le Shalom. Lehae Mideinu, Malekeinu, Lehaim, Uferosa Aleinu, Sukata Shelomeka, We Takanenu, De Eta Tova, Mila Faneka, We Hoshainu, Le Maana Shimeka, We Hagena Baedenu, We Hasira Me Aleinu Oyez, Dever, We Hereza, We Rav, We Yagona, We Hasira. Satan, milefanenu, uame achreinu, uabetzela, knafeka, tasatireinu, ki el shomareinu, uamatzeleinu, ata, ki el meleka hanuna werahuma, ata, U Shemoraz Eitenu, U Bohenu Le Hayim, U Le Shalom, Me Ata We Ada Olam,
Olam.
And the reader here, U Se Rosa Aleinu Asutata Shalomeka. May as thou guard thine eye, coming and going for life and peace, now and forever. May as thou fold thine eye with the shelter of thine, of the eye peace. Uferos aleinu sukat, the sukkah, sukat shalomeka, the sukkah, the booth, the tabernacle of thy peace. Barukata Yahuwah, ha poresa sukata shalom aleinu. Blessed praise be Jehovah, who spreadeth peace over us, who spreadeth peace over I and I. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, ha poreisa sukata shalom aleinu. We all call amor Yisrael, over all thy people Yisrael. We all call amor Yisrael, we all Yerushalayim, and over Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Ethiopia. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Fear is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Fear is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Fear is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
My advice to all, my advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill
the Ten Commandments.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
Oh, why am I no fear death? Cause our creator hold our breath, and our tabernacle is his making. Oh, so destroy the temple of the soul, but him gonna make us whole, and you ain't seen nothing. Oh no, cause like the giant, we gonna flourish in a field like wild flowers. And now David opened the lock with his key. Jah break open seals within me. Ooh, yeah. Son of Man is free indeed. Now I walk through an open door, and it'll never close no more. I come Zion, no, oh, and on the floor beneath the throne I see, oh. Cherubim to the left and the right of him are the mercy seat, shall come with you. And still I offer my oblation to the Father of all of this and all creation, yeah. And you will never see it unless you had the right eyes wide open. They keeping you shut in, on a prison, oh, a heavy door. And even more, the guards, they keep you, and they never sleep, you know, it's all. If you hear my voice, yeah, true, you gotta make a choice. Where do you wanna spend your night? Here I come, 1, 2, 3, angels, and I'd fall, Babylon, I'm falling down. Get out of town, yeah, from them aside. You can see him crucified, yeah, in the door of paradise.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, I live.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta, Kohulum Ahayinasaya. Meskalabra, the kokoboch samayinas get. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God! It's full.
Wherever you go. from Manuel T and Fire Chief. But first this, give thanks and praises.
Greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah. Cause it's another brand new day. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for giving I and I life everlasting. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him, heal him, heal Jah, Almighty I. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. To all conscious people, I hope you are listening. Not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you are thinking. To them that have ears, lay them here. To them that have eyes, lay them see. Then know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Lay them that hate Jah now, scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away, Jah Jah. Rastafari, Selassie. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Almighty. 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 King of kings, Lord of lords, Jah is Almighty. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jah is Almighty. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jah is Almighty. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jah is Almighty. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Almighty. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Almighty. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Almighty. Hail Selassie, Rastafari.
Yes, give thanks and praise.
I say Sigabu Kainatuna Hizvu Bechibret Yemiazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase Sigabu as they enter the Kedase Kainatuna Hizvu, the priest and the people, Bechibret in Ainity, Yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Yibel kulomu abune zebe samayat. Hulum yibelu besamayat emetuno rabatachin hoy. All shall say the Lord's Prayer.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses. We'll forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክት በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም ልሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ፣ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማኅፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
Mizmor lamet alef alef lam natseyach mizmor le David le David le David le David.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, my trust. my trust, my trust, my trust.
Becha Adonai Hasiti, 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 Hasiti.
Let me never be ashamed, never be ashamed, never be ashamed, never.
Al Evosha Leolam, 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 Leolam.
Deliver me in thy righteousness, thy righteousness, thy righteousness.
Bechit Katecha, Falleteni, 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 Falleteni.
Psalm 31.
Mizmor lamed alef, alef. Lam natseyach mizmor le David.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. My trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Becha Adonai hasidi, 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 hasidi.
Let me never be ashamed, never be ashamed, never be ashamed, never.
Al evosha le'olam.
Deliver me in thy righteousness, thy righteousness, thy righteousness.
Betchik katecha, falleteni, 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 falleteni.
Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, or an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. And to thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Shabbat Shalom. So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready? My name ready?
And the prophecy is about to reveal. At Eloise Park in 1944, Garvey said, 1977, I got Wells ready, y'all. Tell it to your black brothers and sisters.
Shema Yisrael, here. Shema give ear and hear. Mizmor, lamed,
aleph.
Mizmor,
lamed.
The war must be Mizmor le Dawid, Dei Deli Psalm, Laminat Eya, Laminat Eya, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Laminat Eya, Laminat Eya, Laminat Eya, Mizmor le Dawid, Laminat Eya, Psalm XXXI, Psalm 31, a Midrash, a study here on today's daily psalm. This theme, faith of the persecuted. We say faith of the falsely prosecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted. The familiar theme of the straits, the anxieties, the difficulties of the innocent is the motif. As a Davidic composition, Laminat Eyah Mizmor Le Dawid, it finds its background and context in the wilderness of Maon, in 1 Samuel XXII, 1 Samuel 23 and 25. The clause there, right, is that David made haste to get away. He got to get away in verse 26. This is comparable to verse 23 of the Mizmor Hebraically. That will be verse 22 in the KJV. I said in my haste. Here. He says, as for I, wa'ani, as for I, amarti, dechazi, I said, v'chafzi, in my haste, wa'ani, amarti, v'chafzi, I said, in my haste. Resemblance has been noted between the language of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31, Lamed Aleph, and that of Jeremiah Ermias. Some say against that theory is that the prophet was the author is the possibility that he, Jeremiah, may have had Mizmor Lamed Aleph in mind and heart and mind. The section verses 10 to 19 corresponding to KJV verses 9 to 18 differ from the rest in style and tone. There is no argument against the unity, the unity of the whole, holistically, completely, in its totality. A poet, like a musician, readily passes from major to minor, or vice versa, from minor to major. So here, Midrash on Mizmor Lamed Aleph, La Menat Eyach, Mizmor Le Dawid. Beka Yahuwah Chasiti Al Ebosha Le Olam Bezigateka Falteini. In thee, O Jehovah, Beka Yahuwah Chasiti, do I put my trust? Chasiti, do I put my trust? Never. May I never be ashamed. Make I never be ashamed. Al evosha le olam. Al evosha le olam. Here, here, here. We have the first two verses, including the superscription for the leader, the chief musician. La menatzea. La menatzea. For the overcomer. These words are to be compared in the light of the verse. The verse from Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Esaias, Isaiah 50 and 10, that reads, who among you that feareth Yahweh, that feareth, that reverence, that respecteth Jehovah, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and disillumination and hath no light and hath no illumination, make him trust in the name of Jehovah. Make him trust in Shemi Yahweh Jehovah and stay upon Elohayo, Elohayo, his Elohim. Upon coming into houses of prayer and houses of study, Beit Midrash, the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He. Deliver us, deliver I and I. And He replies, are there any righteous men among you? Are there any Elohim-fearing, Elohim-respecting men among you? Thereupon they say, in days gone by, in the days of our fathers, of our patriarchs, in the days of Moshe and Yehoshua, Moses and Joshua, in the days of Samuel and Saul, and of David and Solomon, in those days there were righteous men. But now, as we, as I and I go on from generation to generation, it grows darker, more disillumined for us, I and I. As it is said, man walketh in darkness and hath no light. Man trodeth in disillumination and hath no illumination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replies, trust in Shemi, in my name, and I shall be a stay to you. As it is said, make him trust in the name of Jehovah and stay upon his Elohim. Wherefore? Because when a man trusts in me, when a man trusts in I deliver him, you can see for yourself that this is true. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah trusted in Shemi, in my name, in the Hashem. And because they trusted in Shemi, in my name, in the Hashem, I delivered them. So that even the wicked, the ratchet Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who delivered his servants that trusted in him, in Daniel, in Daniel 3:28. And Daniel also, him I delivered only because he trusted in Shemi, in the Hashem. As it is said in Daniel 6:24, then Hamelech, the king, commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. Wherefore? Because he had trusted in Elohayo, in his Elohim. Hence, here, David said, since it is true that whoever trusts in thee, in the I is I live it, I, too, will put my trust in the I. As it is said, Bekai Yahuwah Chasiti Alevosha Le'olam Besidkateka Falteini. In the eye, O Jehovah, do I put my trust. Never, ever make I be ashamed. Make I never be ashamed. Deliver, I live, I in thy righteousness. Bitsid kateka falteini faletani. Deliver I, deliver me. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. The verse from Isaiah 45:17. O Yisrael, that art saved by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, with an everlasting, ever-living salvation, ever-living Yeshua, ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed nor confounded. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shela HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, the Iniverse, Iniversal Master. Oh, the shame and confusion of all the years we, I have been enslaved in bondage. Do thou save I, do the I save us, and we shall never know shame. Wherefore not? Because Yeshua Teka, the I Yeshua, is an everlasting, ever-living Yeshua. The I salvation, victory, is an everlasting salvation. The proof that Elohim's Yeshua, Yeshua, that Elohim, the true good, the true God, salvation is everlasting, is eternal, le'olam, forever, forever, is that scripture does not say lasting, but everlasting, le'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replies, I am He who redeemed you in the days gone by, and I am He who will be your Redeemer in the days to come. As it is said in Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 43:1, thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah that created thee, O Yaakov, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Yisrael, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Here, scripture does not say, I shall redeem thee, but I have redeemed thee, the I. That is, I have spoken the word, and the deed is done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, also says, I am He who will be your Redeemer, for I am He who promised that even as I redeemed you before, so I shall redeem you again. For it is said in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31:11, Yahuwah Jehovah hath ransomed Yaakov, Jacob, and he also will redeem him. Here, scripture does not say, quote, he redeemed him, end quote, but he will redeem him. The Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didst thou not long ago redeem us by the hands of Moses and by the hands of Joshua and by the hands of the judges and the kings? Yet we, I and I, are now again in slavery, in bondage, and in shame, as though we had never been redeemed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, because your redemption was through creatures of flesh and blood, and because your leaders were men. Here one day, and in the grave the next, your redemption was but redemption for an hour, for an Iowa, but in the Olam Hava, in the time the Iowa to come, I myself shall redeem you. I who live and endure forever, for Iva shall redeem you with a redemption that will last for Iva forever. As is said in Isaiah 45:17, O Israel, thou art saved by Yahuwah, that art saved by Jehovah with an everlasting salvation, the everlasting Yeshua. Therefore, ye, y'all shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, will say further, in days gone by, you could live in shame and in confusion because you were young. But now that you are grown old, there is no strength, there's no strength in you to bear the shame of exile. Hence, here it is said from Isaiah, Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 54:4, in Isaiah 54:4, it is said, fear not, for thou shalt not remain ashamed. Indeed, thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. And Dawid and David, and David said, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, when the time, the Iowa of redemption arrives, let us, make I and I never again be ashamed, as is said, Bikai Yahuwah Hasiti Al Evosha Le'olam Be'zidkateka Falteini. In thee, O Jehovah, do I put my trust. Make I never, ever be ashamed. Another comment on Bika Yahuwah Hasiti Al Evosha Le'olam. Another comment on in the eye, Jehovah, do I put my trust. Make I never be ashamed. These words are to be considered in the light and the illumination of the verse from Psalm 6, verse 11. All mine enemies shall be ashamed and sore vexed. They shall return and be ashamed suddenly. Rav Yohanan taught, in the Olam Hava, in the time the I were to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will condemn the wicked, the ratchet, and return them to Gehenna. Hence, here it is said, they shall be ashamed. They shall be ashamed. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he had taught, in the time to come, the Olam Hava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, will cause every people to come forward, and each one will call to his, there, it's Elohim, it's God, who will not answer. Then each will see that in its God, it's Elohim, there is nothing that can answer. As it is said, and as it is written in Isaiah 46:7, yea, though one cry to him, he cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble, because there is nothing, there is no thing, nothing to Elohim like this one. As it is said in Psalm 115:5, they have mouths, but they speak not. The peoples will go to HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, will say to Elohim, the true good, the true God, thou, the I, art the jug of olives. The Elohim, their gods, not having answered them, they now come to thee, to the I. Thereupon, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, will condemn them and banish them from the world. Rav Yohanan maintains, do not say this will happen only in the Olam Haba, in the age of time, the world to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he banishes them in this world as well. For he banished the wicked, the Rasha, the Rishayim, the righteous ones, from the world in the days of Sisera and in the days of Sennacherib. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Joshua ben Levi, Levi taught, come and see how fierce is the power of shame, mentioned twice in a single verse. Moreover, the words Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, uses to shame the Goyim, to shame the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, are the same words he uses to bless the righteous. As it is said in Joel 2:26, are me, my people, shall never be ashamed. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi also taught, had the entire book of Ezekiel not been written, except for the verse in which Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, says, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done. In Ezekiel 16:63, it would have been enough. When David perceives that shame is so fierce, he prayed again and again. Bekai Yahuwah Hasiti Alevosha Le'olam. Bekai Yahuwah Hasiti Alevosha Le'olam. In the eye of Jehovah do I put my trust. Alevosha Le'olam. May I never be ashamed. Another comment on Bekai Yahuwah Chasiti Alevosha Le'olam. In the eye, O Jehovah, do I put my trust. May I never be ashamed. Elsewhere, it is said in the scriptures. Elsewhere, this is what the scripture says in Psalm 97:7. Ashamed be all they that serve graven images. Bow down to him all ye Elohim. Rav Yudan said in the name of Rav Nachman, someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a little semblance of life to each idol so that it can come and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he. As is said, bow down to him, all ye Elohim. And thus shame its worshippers. Rav Phineas said, someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant speech to the idol so that it can talk in the presence of its worshippers and say to them, woe to you that left him who lives forever, for Ivan Ivor, who is the maker of Hashamayim and Haaretz, who is the maker of the heaven and earth in Genesis 14:19, and bow down to that of which it is said in Psalm 115:5, idols have mouths, but they speak not. Rav Yohanan said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at Sinai, at Sinai, Har Sinai, at Sinai, Mount Sinai. He put strength into the idols, and they bowed down to him. Rav Tahalifa taught in saying, all the gods, all the Elohim bow down to him in Psalm 97 and 7. Scripture supports Rav Yohanan. It does not say they shall bow down to him, but they bow down to him. That is, the God, the Elohim, has already bowed down to him in the past. Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah differ. One said, as an idol is made with several joints, so those who bow down to it shall fall apart at their several joints. That this will happen, you can tell from the verse in Zechariah 14 and 12 that reads, and this shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh Jehovah will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their sockets, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. But the other said, as an idol is melted down by fire, by H, so those who bow down to it shall be consumed by H, by H, by fire. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Rav Samuel bar Nachmani, and the Rebbeinat, the rabbi, said, in the Olam Haba, the time, the hour to come, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sits in judgment upon the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, as well as upon Yisrael, Israel, He will find Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, innocent. And the hostile Goyim nations of the earth, the earthly plane, will be put to shame. What will He do then? He will cause the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara, to appear among them. And they will say, we demand that Elohim set aside the judgment imposed upon us. What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What will the Holy One, blessed be He, do? Again, He will judge them and condemn them for a second time, a second Iowa. Them will be put to shame. Had they been silent, they would have been put to shame only once. Hence, here the words shall be ashamed occur twice. Rav Samuel Shmuel Bar Nachmani taught, why do the words shall be ashamed occur twice? Because in the Olam Haba, in the time to come, the Iowa to come, each people will call to its God, its Elohim. One calling to the sun, another to the moon, and there being no light in these, neither will answer. And the peoples will be ashamed because their God, their Elohim, have not answered them. As it is said in Psalm 97 and 7, ashamed be all they that serve graven images. And in Isaiah 24, 23, then the moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed. Thereupon the peoples will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be He, and He will say to them, you rooted your faith in idols, and thought me, and thought I, a trivial thing. Now, I shall set Israel's roots deep, and shall consider you such trivial things, that I shall not answer you. Wherefore? Because in the beginning, you did not come to me. You did not, y'all did not come to I. Had y'all come to me, had y'all come to I in the beginning, I would have answered you. The peoples will again be ashamed, as is said in Psalm 18, verse 42. They cried, but there was none, no one to save them. That is, cried out to their images, even La Yahuwah to Jehovah, but He will not answer them. That is, cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Isla One, blessed be He, who will not answer them. Hence, here the words shall be ashamed occur twice.
Whenever I make a post defending black men, there's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who are protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Psalm 31.
Mizmor lamet aleph, lam natseyach mizmor le David.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust.
Becha Adonai hasiti.
Let me never be ashamed.
Al evosha le'olam.
Deliver me in thy righteousness.
Betzitkatecha falleteni.
Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Deaf and blind Gentile Babylonians, I and I have been quickened, redeemed by the Most High, filled with the Spirit. In the new name I walk now, Talmud Rastafari till I see on top now. I reap and I sow good fruit, trample Babylon under I temple and boot. Fast and pray, idol liberty, Negus Neget Selassie Rastafari. Studying the Holy Scripture, learn the half of the story that they failed to reveal to us. Babylon resistance is useless. Rastafari remain the crown holder regardless. Label me a conscious artist, because I remain in the truth and in who's in control of all of this. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words mount power, Rastafari deliver.
You speak on God, but you don't know about that good book. You speak on Jah, but you don't know how far it's been took. For your salvation, your forgiveness, that humanity. You take advantage while you living in your fantasies. You know not, you just follow the leader. Easy to fool because you a believer. In the man, not the teaching their hand. They writing the scriptures, but you don't understand that we are from the same place. We come from the homeland. We are from Africa. I say that as a grown man. We the same fucking color inside. You can shut your eyes and can't see a divide, but when you open them up, you start seeing the division. They tell you what to think like it isn't your decision. Open your mind, you start to see the truth. You're already divine, it's just up to you.
As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver.
Praise his holy name, Yahweh Eloheinu. study ancient language, Amharic and Hebrew. Uphold commandments as Yah, holy people. Conquer, rely, and prevail over all forms of evil. While I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know that Elohim will guide I every step. Amen. On his holy word and stand firm. Bear witness to the truth, and from the truth don't turn. Babylon good or hurting, living and learning. Selassie I teach and keep the sacrament burning. Every time and everything, I and I give thanks and praise to his holy name. Haile Selassie, elect of the Elohim, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Solomon, dynasty ruler. The one that scripture bear witness will possess the key redemption of the times for Yah's chosen seed. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver.
Yes, yes, yes. Son Besser right there with Rastafari Delivers. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 31. Here we have a double portion right here. The 29th, Aharemot, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, and the 30th for the double portion, Kedoshim. One more Rhema tune right here for the psalm, and to segue here in the Aliyot aside.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
And that's why it's a hostile gospel right here. Talib Kweli and SZA Columbia. Yes, sir.
Come on. Yeah. This the one right here. Talib Kweli.
Pause. Apologies. I said Ross and Mesa on the next other tunes. That was Ross Absalom, the Rastafari Deliver track right there. Ross Absalom. Rhema tunes, some right now tunes right here just to bring out the theme of the gospel. The theme of the the gospel, but the daily psalm right here. Give thanks. Just pointing out right there, Ross Absalom with Rastafari Delivered. Right
the
here.
Path of the gospel. Righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Hostile gospel, Talib Kweli, SZA Kalungi.
Right here. What? Yeah. Deliver me from temptation the weak man faces. You put the spirit in me. I feel the sensation. Die on my feet before I live on my knees, Lord. Deliver me from point A to B like live and breathe. Nothing is free. You gotta be a hero to save. They got you working like a slave. From the crypt to the grave. For minimum wage. You barely keep a job or a home, a car or a phone. Forget about getting a loan. You're starting to moan. Your bank account is getting withdrawn. It's pitiful how we become a slave. The things that we own. They enslaving the brains. Whipped to the chains. End up in the coffin. Chasing the fortune. Chasing the fame. Slave to the rhythm. Slave to the night. Slave to the day. They hop aboard the underground railroad. Run away, pray for the day, niggas don't get taken away. For making a way to stop these baby stomach aching today. A sip of whiskey, straight, no chase. It's hard to take a man away from the sin when it's inside of him. Please
deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes. Deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica, the Kings County God.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, yes. Deliver me from temptation the weaker man facing. The spirit in me, I feel the strength.
Rescue my soul and let my days arise. Keep and preserve me all days of my life. With your strength awake to another day of sunrise. They say nothing's wrong with you, it's all in your mind. I preach myself to see and yet earn to my kind. Look around and see, don't be acting blind. This is the best thing us, just not kind. That was the worst thing a man could ever find. Hang his life for something he didn't do, locked up in some place. Listen up, you're now growing up, I'll tell you something. They will lock you in the deepest of dungeons. Take away the materials, leave me by myself. Life is all I got, comfortable with my health. Aid by your lot, love by your few, got some flesh. To get it like you did, that's our best. Deliver me, oh my father.
What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me.
Holy Ghost. From temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Plugging the mic like I'm gunning the bike. Front if you like, I'm moving fast. My life is running the lights. I give my son some advice. Eyes on the prize, keep more than one in your sight. Won't win a gunfight if you run through a knife. I'm drawing blood from the rock, I keep blood in the block. The rhymes are sharper than the razor that be cutting the box. For sure I gotta move niggas with rocks in they socks. The prostitute selling us right in front of the cops. Under the street lamp, walking through the rain until her feet damp. Single moms in line at the office because they need stamps. Your cousin out of jail, he spent his time finding God with a felony kind of charge. It's kind of hard to find a job. He gotta make a decision, the situation he's placed in. If he gotta get that gainful employment for his probation, otherwise he's just another part of the scenery. Just because you got out of jail, that don't mean you're free. Deliver me, oh my father. What? What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Double course. Shem Av Wahabit. Sabbatical study. This I Rastafari sabbatical study. For this. Double course.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said.
Shema Yisrael. Yahuwah Eloheinu. Yahuwah Had.
Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel. He who be, we be our Elohim. He who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Achad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy kadosh, kadosh is his name, kadosh, holy. And dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti hua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me. Gadlu layawa iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together. Ua ne rome ma shemo yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Ila, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all, be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He has created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with his desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written. For they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be who he be, Notein ha-Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth the Torah law, 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 giveth the Torah law.
Eloheinu, Eloheinu, Elohim, Eloheinu, Elohim, Abadachede.
ברוך אתה אדוני.
רסטפארי. רסטפארי.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Bless His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta. If something comes your heart,
come your heart.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for this double portion, here for the 29th Aharemot and for the 30th Kedoshim, here for this double portion, for this sabbatical study, and here for this Shabbat Strong, Aharemot, after the death, and Kedoshim, holy ones, Isla ones, set apart ones, here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Here, Vayikra Aharei Mot. Here, for the Kaf 8, the 29th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, the first of this double portion. Here, the 8th Zain chapter. Here, at the 16th chapter, third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus. Here, Hebrew first words for the Aharei Mot. B'shem Ha'av Ha'bein Ve'ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be the One. Vayedaber Yahweh El Moshe Acharei Mot Shnei B'nei Aharon Bik'arabatam Lifnei Yahweh Vayamutu. And Jehovah, Yahweh, spake to Moses, to Moshe, Vayedaberi Yahuwah El Moshe Acharei Mot, after the death, Acharei Mot Shnei B'nei Aharon, of the two sons of Aaron, Bikarbatam, when they offered, Bikarbatam Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, Vayamutu, and died, and were deaded on. Here, Hebrew first words for Acharei Mot. Vayedaber Yahuwah El Moshe Acharei Mot Shnei B'nei Aharon Bekarvatam, Lifnei Yehova, Wayamutu, 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 Wayamutu.
Shabbat Shalom, Senvet Salam, Shabbat Achare Mot Shalom. Here for this 29th reading from HaTorah, from the Torah, from John's direction instruction, and the 6th reading here from the 3rd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus. Its name, Acharei Mot, 2 words, that means after the death. The title comes from the first words of the first verse of the reading, which says, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe after the death, Acharei Mot, of the 2 sons of Aharon, when they offered before Yahweh, before Jehovah, and died. In Leviticus 16 and 1. Leviticus 16 describes HaMishkan, the tabernacle ceremony for the holy set-apart festival of the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Leviticus 17 establishes general rules for sacrifice and the sanctuary. And Leviticus chapter 18, it lays down specific laws about permitted and forbidden sexual relationships. So here we pick up with this Torah portion, Aliyah, reading and feeding, Leviticus chapter 16 to Leviticus chapter 18. Verse 30. V'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahuwah echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. The Day of Atonement, Christ ha-Moshiach. As Kohen Gadol, Kohen ha-Gadol. As High Priest and Sacrifice. V'yadaberi Yahuwah, v'yadaber Yahweh el Moshe, acharei mot. Shnei b'nei Aharon, b'karabatam lifnei Yahweh, v'yamutu. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe after the death of the 2 sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Yahweh and died. V'yadaberi Yahweh, and spoke he who be el Moshe to Moses, Acharei Mot, after the death of Shnei B'nei, the 2 sons of Aharon, B'karvatam, when they offered Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, Yodhei Wehei, Waya Mutu, and died. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, speak to Aharon, Achika, thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place, within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon Ha-Aron, the ark, that he die not. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus, like this, shall Aharon, Aaron, come into the holy, the set-apart place, with a young bullock for a chat'at, a sin offering, and a ram for a olah, burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre, the turban, shall he be attired. These are the holy set-apart garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, 2 kids of the goats for a chat'at, a sin offering, and 1 ram for a olah, burnt offering. And Aharon and Aaron shall offer his bullock of the chat'at, the sin offering, which is for himself, and make a kaper, atonement, atonement for himself and for Beito, his house. And he shall take the 2 goats and present them lifnei Yahuwah, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And Aharon shall cast lots upon the 2 goats, 1 lot for the Yahweh and the other lot for the scapegoat, Le'azazel. And Aharon shall bring the goat upon which the Yahweh's lot fell, and offer him for a chata'at, a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be Le'azazel, for the scapegoat, shall be presented alive, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, to make an kaper, an atonement with him, and to let him go for a azazel, Le'azazel, for a scapegoat, into the midbar, the wilderness, And Aharon shall bring the bullock of the Chataat, the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an kaper, an atonement for himself and for Beito, his house. And shall kill the bullock of the Chataat, the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar, the Mizbeach, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and his hands full of sweet incense, Kittoret, Ittan, sweet Ishens, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense, the Ishens, upon the fire, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, that the cloud of the incense, the Ishens, may cover the mercy seat, the Kaporet, that is, upon the testimony, that he die not. And he shall take of Hadam, of the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of Hadam, of the blood, Demu, with his finger seven times. Then shall he kill the goat of the Chataat, the sin offering, that is, for Ha'am, the people, and bring his blood, Damo, within the veil, and do with that Dam, that blood, as he did with Hadam, the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat, and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an kaper, an atonement, for the holy, the set-apart place, because of the uncleanness of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions and all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy, the set apart place, until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. Third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 17. Here at verse 18, we have the Sheni, the second, Aliyah, for this 29th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I Rastafari sabbatical study. So this Shabbat strong, the second, Aliyah, the Sheni, here at verse 18. Vayatza il ha mizbeach asher lifnei Yahweh, vikipera alayo. ולתח מדם הפר ומדם השעיר ונתן על ארונות המזבח סביב. And he shall go out to the altar, that is, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, and make an atonement, kippar, for it, and shall take of Hadam the blood of Hapar the bullock, and of Hadam the blood of Sa'ir the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. And he shall sprinkle of Hadam of the blood upon it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it, and hallow it, and set it apart from the uncleanness of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, sons of Israel. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy, the set-apart place, and the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and HaMizbeach, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. And Aharon shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head, the rosh of Hasair, of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the midbar, into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities into a land not inhabited. And he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And Aharon shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy, into the set-apart place, and shall leave them there
And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, and come forth, and offer his olah, his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of Ha'am, the people, and make an atonement for himself and for Ha'am, 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 Ha'am.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, for the Shalishi, at the Shalishi Aliyah, for Acharei Mot, in a double portion, is the second, the Shani, for a double portion, so that there can be seven Aliyot, seven offerings. Hear, the Shani, Ka Shahain, Machov, here for the double portion, here is the Shani, the Shani of a double portion. At the third Aliyah for Acharei Mot, for a double portion, is the second. Here, Hebrew first words. Ve'et chelev ha-chata'at yakatir ha-mizbeyacha. And the fat, ve'et chelev, ve'et chelev, and the chelev, the chelev, the fat, ve'et chelev ha-chata'at, of the sin offering of ha-chata'at, of the sin offering, yakatir, yakatir, shall he make smoke, yakatir, shall he burn and cause to smoke, yakatir, shall he burn as aishens, as incense, causing it to smoke, yakatir, ha mizbeha, upon the altar. Here for the Shalishi of Acharei Mot is the second, the Sheni for a double portion, Kashahin Machov. Ve'et Chelev ha-chat'ata yaktir ha-mizabecha.
And the fat of the chat'at, the sin offering, shall he burn upon the mizbeach, ha-mizbeach, upon the altar. And here at verse 26, we have the Shalishi. Here at verse 25 for the Shalishi, for the sixth Aliyah, beginning off first words of the sixth Aliyah, with eight Chelev Ha Chata'at Yakatir Ha Mizbeyach. And the fat of the sin offering, ha chata'at, shall he make smoke upon ha mizbeach, yakatir ha mizbeach, upon the altar. So here, picking up for the Shalishi, verse 25. And the fat of the sin offering shall he burn, shall he make smoke upon ha mizbeach. Verse 26, and he that let go the goat for the scapegoat, lit Azazel, shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the chata'at, the sin offering, and the goat, sa'ir, for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy, the set-apart place, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins and their flesh and their dung. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And this shall be a statute forever to you, that in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the tenth day of the moon, the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye all may be clean from all your uckeries, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. It shall be a Sabbath of rest to you, and ye all shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. And HaKohen and the priest, whom he shall anoint and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office,
in his father's stead shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments. And he shall make an atonement for the holy, the set-apart sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, and for the altar, HaMizbeach. And he shall make an atonement for HaKohanim, the priest, and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute to you, to make an atonement for the Bnei Yisrael for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And here this brings us here. This brings us here to the Rabbi'i, the Rabbi'i Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah. Picking up here, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 17. But one place for sacrifice. Vayedaberi Yahweh. Vayedaber Yahweh, illa Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh spake to Moses, Moshe, saying, leimor, speak to Aharon, speak to Aaron, and to his sons, Benai, and to all the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, and say to them, this is the thing which the Yahweh hath commanded, leimor, saying, what man soever there be of the Bait Yisrael, of the Beit Yisrael, of the house of Israel, that killeth an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, to offer an offering to the Yahweh before the tabernacle of the Yahweh, blood shall be imputed to that man. He hath shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people, to the end that the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them to the Yahweh, to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, to HaKohen, to the priests, and offer them for Shelamim, peace offerings to the Yahweh. And HaKohen, the priest, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar of the Yahweh at the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor to the Yahweh. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices to devils, after whom they have gone a whoring. This shall be a statute forever to them throughout their generation.
Na prayer to na ba family, na ba family, na ba family, na ba family. Na prayer to na ba family, na ba family, na ba family, na ba family. Na prayer to na ba family, na ba family, na ba family, na ba family. But the jam give me honor, for make me sing even though my band stammer. So me sing sweet song like Hosanna, Hosanna. Sweet like a piano, like a piano, like a piano, like a piano, like a piano.
Why, flush. Perfect. Blessed. Moriah.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
Chamishi, Shema'ah, Yisrael, here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering for the Acharei Mot, for the 29th sabbatical study with a double portion. It is the Shalishi, the third of a double portion, Shalishi, Kashahain Mahov, here, Hebrew first words. Wa elehem to mar ish. Mi Beit Yisrael, Umin, Hagir, Asher Yagur, Be Tokam, Asher Ya'ile, Ola, O Zabach. And thou shalt say to them, Wa Elehem, Tomar thou shalt say to them, Ish, Ish, man, man, Ish, Ish, whatsoever man, Ish, Ish, mi beit Yisrael, whatsoever Ish, Ish, there be of the beit Yisrael, of the house of Yisrael, Ish, Ish, mi beit Yisrael, umin hager, or of the strangers, umin hager, asher yagur bitokam, that sojourn among them, bitokam, asher ya'ile ola, that offereth, that causeth to be lifted up, that aliyah is, that offereth is, asher ya'ile ola, a up offering, a ola, a holocaust offering, a burnt offering, a ola, or zabach, or sacrifice, or zavach. Here, here, here for the Chamishi. Here, picking up the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus, for a double portion. Here, Leviticus chapter 17 at verse 8, the Chamishi, Aharimot, the fifth, is in a double portion, the third for the double portion, the Shalishi. Why Elehem tomar ish ish mi beita Yisrael, umina hager asha yagur bitokam, asha ya'ile ola, o zavach, 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 zavach. And the fat of the chata'at, the sin offering, shall he burn upon the mizbeyah, mizbeyah, upon the altar. And here, this bringing us to the Chamishi, Chamishi, to the fifth Aliyah for this 29th weekly Torah portion reading. It's reading for Shabbat Achrei, Achrei Mot, here Leviticus chapter 17, here at verse 8, the Chamishi. Wa Elehem tomar ish, ish, mi beita Yisrael umina hagera asher yagur, bitokam asher ya le ola o zabah. And thou shalt say to them, wa elehem, whatsoever man there be of the house of Yisrael, mi beit Yisrael, or of the strangers which sojourn among them, that offer a burnt offering or sacrifice, that offer asher ya'ile ola or zabach, that offereth a burnt offering or sacrifice, and bringeth it nigh to the petach, the door of the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer it to the Yahweh, even that man shall be cut off from among his people. The explanation and sanctity of blood, of hadam, the dam, the dem, verse 10. And whatsoever man there be of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, all of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in Hadam, in the blood, and I have given it to you upon HaMizbeach, the altar, to make an atonement for your souls. For it is Hadam, it is the blood, Demu, that maketh an atonement for the soul, the Nefesh. Therefore I said to the Bnei Yisrael, no soul, psyche, of you shall eat dam, shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat dam, Hadam, eat blood. Whatsoever man there be of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, sons of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out Hadam, the blood thereof, and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh, Hadam, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, ye, y'all, shall eat Hadam, the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is Hadam, the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off.
and every soul, every psyche that eateth that which dieth of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. Then shall he be clean. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 18, the relationships and walk of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's earthly people. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, and say to them, Ani Yahweh Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. After the doings of the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, wherein ye y'all dwelt, shall ye y'all not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither where I bring you, shall ye y'all not do. Neither shall ye y'all walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. Hani Yahweh Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. Ye y'all shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. This brings us here to the Sheshi Aliyah in Leviticus chapter 18 at verse 6. So the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah. Ish ilakola she'era b'sarolo tikarevu li Galot, le galota erva, hania Yahuwah. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. Hani Yahuwah, hani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. The nakedness of thy father, the nakedness of thy mother, shall thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife, thy father's Isha, shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. For theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's Isha's daughter, thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to Ishto, his wife. She is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's Isha, thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's Isha, thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. It is wretchedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. Also thou shalt not approach to a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally, sexually, with thy neighbor's Isha, thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of Elohecha of thy Elohim. Ani Yahweh, I be the Yahweh, he who be who he be. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is
Abomination.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, for the Shabi'i, for the Shavi'i, the seventh Aliyah for Aharei Mot, for the 29th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. In a double portion, it is the Revi'i. It is the fourth Aliyah of a double portion. So here, when we come to what is usually the seventh, the Shavi'i, the seventh Aliyah of offering, in a double portion, it's the Revi'i. It's the fourth. Per Shehein Machov. Here, picking up with Leviticus chapter 18, here at verse 22. For the double portion, Revi'i. It's the fourth, and it's the bridge going into the Kedoshim Torah portion, connecting this double portion for this Shabbat Strong. We're at Zakar Lo Tishkav Misha Kerei Isha To Eva He. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. We're at Zakar Lo Tishkav Mishkerei Isha To Eva He. Thou, the I, shall not lie with mankind. We're at Zakar and male and a male, Zakar, we're at the Zakar, lo, no, tishkav, lo tishkav, misha kerei, isha, with laying down, with an isha, to eva, abomination, to eva, he, she is abomination, it, the act is abomination, here, at the Shavi'i, for a double portion, the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the bridge Aliyah, here for this double portion, the Revi'i. We're at the Zakar Loa Tishkava Misha Kerei Isha
Here for the Shabbat, for this Shabbat Acharei Mot, the Shabbat, the seventh Aliyah, at verse 22. We eta zakara loa tishakava mia shekere isha to aiva he. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It, she, is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye all yourselves in any of these things. For in all these the nations and nationalities are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye all shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. And here we have the maftir, Here we have the maftir. Ki etakol ha to'ebot ha el asu anshe ha aretz asher lifnekem wa titama ha aretz.
verse 27. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land spit not you out also, when ye all defile it, as it spit out the nations and nationalities that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls, the psyches that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye y'all keep mine ordinance, that ye y'all commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye y'all defile not yourselves therein. Ani Yahuwah Elohim. Thus concluding the Torah Aliyot, the reading and feeding for this 29th sabbatical study, this Shabbat Straw, Shabbat Aharei Mot. Kubur l'Alu, Kubur l'Dimsu, Kubur l'Chaylu, glory be to the word, sound, and the power. Kubur l'Abinu, l'Melkenu, glory be to our Father, our King. Kubur l'Kadamawi, Chayla Selase, Be'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Jesus Christos, in the name of Ketachin, in the name of Merhanetachin, in the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, send that salam, 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 salam. Dina Estelin, sabbatical Torah portion, Kedoshim, here for this Sabbath, this Rastafari sabbatical study, this Torah portion reading and feeding. Here we have Kedoshim, the 30th reading from HaTorah, and the 7th reading from the 3rd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus, from the Sefer Vayikra. Its name, Kedoshim, which means holy ones, set apart ones, Kedoshim. Now the title Kedoshim, it comes from the words in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, which says, you, y'all, shall be holy, Kedoshim, set apart ones, for I, the Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Elohim, your Elohim, am holy, Kadosh, set apart. Leviticus chapter 19, it describes the holy, the set apart community, the set apart common unity, the set apart commonwealth is defined and described through a series of specific commandments. Leviticus chapter 20, it warns against the snares of sexual immorality and idolatry, mandating a death penalty for certain chatiyat, for certain sins, certain missing the mark, ukaris. Except in biblical leap years, Kedoshim is read on the same Shabbat as the previous reading, Acharei Mot. Mikai and I ride up and begin. B'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Here we pick up with the 3rd book of Moshe. Moses, for this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the 3rd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Here we pick up with Leviticus chapter 19. The Yod-Tate chapter 19, and here for this 30th reading and feeding Hebrew first words right here, Vaydaber Yahweh il Moshe leimor, daber il kol etata b'nei Yisrael, ve'amarta elehem kedoshim tihiyu ki Adosh Ani Yahuwah Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Elohim. Chapter 19, Leviticus, 3rd book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 19, the relationships and the walk of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God's earthly people continued. And the Yahweh spake to Moses, saying, Why daberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor? Daber
Speak, Daber El Kol Data B'nei Yisrael. Speak to all the congregation of the B'nei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, and say to them, We amarta Elehem, ye y'all shall be holy, set apart ones, Kedoshim Tihiyu. For I, Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, your Elohim, am holy, set apart. Ki Kadosh Ani Yahweh, Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, Elohekem. Ye, y'all, shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. Ani Yahweh Elohekem. I be he who be who he be your Elohim. Turn ye y'all not to idols, nor make to yourselves molten Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. I be he who be who he be your Elohim. And if ye y'all offer a sacrifice of shalamim, peace offerings to the Yahweh, ye y'all shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye y'all offer it, and on the morrow. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing, the set-apart thing of Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. Ani Yahweh Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. Ye, y'all, shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye y'all shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of Eloheka, the I Elohim. Ani Yahweh, I be the Yahweh, he who be who he be. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear, reverence, respect Eloheka, the I Elohim, Ani Yahweh, I be the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And here the Rishon, the first Aliyah, is completed, and the beginning of the second Aliyah, the Sheni here at verse 15.
የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን
ሄኦ ኢዝራኤል ሄኦ ኢስራኤል
ሽማ ኢስራኤል አዶናይ ኤሎሄኑ አዶናይ ኢሃዶ.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheni Aliyah for Kedoshim here in a double portion. It's the Hamishi. Here we are at the fifth in a double portion, Kershahain Mahov.
in a double portion here, picking up with Leviticus chapter 19, here at verse 15. The Sheni Aliyah for Vayikra Kedoshim, for the 30th Torah portion, reading and feeding, is the Chamishi, the fifth offering, the fifth Aliyah. Here. Lo ta isu arel ma ba misha pata lo tisa fine dala willo tehedara bene gadol bi edeka tishpota mi teka. Ye y'all shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou, the eye, shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor favor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Lo ta'isu awella ba mishpata. Y'all, ye shall not do unrighteousness in judgment. Lo ta'isu awel. Lo ta'isu awella ba mishpata. Lo tisa fine dal. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor. Shall undo favoritism to the person of the poor because they're poor. Lo tisa fine dal. With lo tehedara bene gadol. Be edek. Nor favor the person of the mighty in righteousness. Bitzedek tishpota miteka. Tishpota miteka. But in righteousness, bitzedek, shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Tishpota miteka. Lo ta'isu avella ba mishpata. Lo tisaf ne dal. With lo tehedara bene gadol. Bitzedeka tishpota
Miteka. And the beginning of the second Aliyah, the Sheni, here at verse 15. Lo ta isu awel ba mishpat. Lo tisa fine dala ulo tehidar bine gadol bisereka tishpota imiteka. Ye all shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer hatiat, sin, akari, upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. Ye, y'all, shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee.
And whosoever lieth carnally with a woman, that is a bondmaid betrothed to an husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, she shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death, because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, even a ram for a trespass offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, for his chati'at, for his akari, his sin, his lack, his forfeiture, which he hath done. And the chati'at, the akari, the sin, the lack, the forfeiture, which he hath done, shall be forgiven him. And here's the fulfillment of the second aliyah, the sheni. And here at verse 23, we pick up with the Shalishi, the third aliyah, the Shalishi, at verse 23. Wiki tabou illaha aretza unna ta'item kola et ma'ikal wa iraltem ara lato את פיו שלוש שנים יחיה לכם ערלים לא יעקל. Verse 23 for the Shalishi, the third aliyah. And when ye all shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy, set apart to praise the Yahweh, he who be, who ye be, with all. And in the fifth year shall ye all eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield to you the increase thereof. Ani Yahweh Elohim, I be the Yahweh, he who be, who ye be, your Elohim. Ye all shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe times. Ye all shall not round the corners of your heads, neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard. Ye all shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. Ani Yahuwah, I be the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Jehovah. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom, and the land become full of wickedness, wretchedness. Ye all shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, Obiah, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. Ani Yahuwah Elohim, I be Jehovah, your Elohim. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, the gray head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear and reverence, respect Eloheka, the I Elohim. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, for Wayikra Kiddushim, for the 30th RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study. Here in a double portion, it is the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah, Ka Shehein Mahov. In a double portion, the fourth, the Revi'i Aliyah for Kiddushim, for Holy Ones, Isla Ones, Set Apart Ones, Kiddushim, the Revi'i Kiddushim. In a double portion is the Sheshi Aliyah. It's the sixth Aliyah, Kashahain Mahov. Here. Picking up with Leviticus chapter 19, here at verse 33. Wiki Yagur, Itika Ger, Bi Arasekem, Lo Tonu Oto. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye, y'all, shall not do him wrong. Wiki yagora itika gera be arisekem lo tonu oto. And if a stranger, a stranger sojourner, itika with the eye, itika, ger, stranger sojourneth, if sojourneth with the eye a stranger, wiki yagor iteka gera bi aretzekem, in your land, bi aretzekem, in your aretz, bi aretzekem, lo tonu oto, ye y'all shall not do him wrong, lo tonu oto, 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 oto. And here at verse 33, the ending of the Shalishi, and here we have the Rebbe'i, the fourth Aliyah, for Shabbat Kiddushim at verse 33. Wiki Yagura Iteka Gera Bi Aretzekem Lo Tonu Oto. The Revi'i at verse 33, and if a stranger sojourn with thee, I, in your land, ye, y'all, shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be to you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye, y'all, were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be Jehovah, your Elohim. Ye, y'all, shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just heen shall ye y'all have. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be the Yahweh, he who be who he be, your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Therefore shall ye y'all observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 20. And here at chapter 20, we have the Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, beginning off here, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Leviticus chapter 20, for the Chamishi. Why daberi Yahuwah, and Jehovah spoke, why daber Yahweh el Moshe leimor, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe, leimor, saying, Israel tomara ish, Mia bene Israel umina hagir hagar de Israel asher iten Mia zara o la molek
Mota Yumata Alma Haaret Yerigemuhu Ba Ba Ben. Again, thou shalt say to the B'nai Yisrael, whosoever he be of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, or of the strangers that sojourn in Yisrael, that giveth any of his seed to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones, and I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed to Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name, to profane my set apart name. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man when he giveth of his seed to Molech, and kill him not, then I will set my face, my perception against that man and against his family, and will cut him off and all that go a hoeing, a whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And the soul, the nephesh, the psyche, that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, obia, and after wizards, to go a-hoeing, a-whoring after them, I will even set my face, my perception against that nephesh, against that psyche, against that soul, and will cut him off from among Amo, his people. Ameha. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye y'all holy, set apart ones. Ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be, your Elohim. And here at verse.
If tomorrow is judgment day.
Original Justice Man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Shabbat Tov. Good first day, new strong coming. First day service.
Call in. Yes, to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. To hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
On the replay. Rastafari Foundation, LOJS.org. First day service, Sunday service, first day service, beginning right now. Yes, sir. Call in.